This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yesterday we asked you, which game provides the most intrigue this week? We had Ravens-Chiefs on there, which kicks off the NFL season tonight. We had Jets-Niners, which is Monday Night Football. We also had Texas-Michigan and Oregon-Boise State. And believe it or not, the Ducks game wins.
Yes.
Oregon-Boise State, 41%. Ravens-Chiefs, 26%. Michigan-Texas, 18%. Jets-Niners, 17%.
Well, the Duck game kind of went from meh to all of a sudden. You know, look, you eke one out against Idaho. All of a sudden, and Boise State, who's beat you three times, the only three times you ever played, and their back ran for six touchdowns. All of a sudden, that got interesting.
I hear you. I wonder if, you know what I just thought of? I'm going to ask Dan Lanning if he keeps anything odd in the car.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think everybody does?
What's the strangest thing that you keep?
Well, I don't know about strange, but just not normally kept in car.
Well, I mean, mine's weird because, again, most of the time that I shower and get ready for work, it is not at the house. So I kind of have a mobile, I mean, there's a little bit of everything in my, but that's in my bag. That's not necessarily in my car. I keep a beard comb.
Okay.
I keep a little, I keep a little comb because the, the beard gets a little, can get a little unruly. So right in the, like one of the cup holders, there is always a little comb that I can kind of do a once over. I guess that might be the strangest thing that is like in the car.
I have gum.
Yeah.
Napkins, Kleenex, and toothpicks.
How about the dead hooker? Is that?
Sunglasses.
No. Is that more?
Whoa.
Normal, no.
I didn't expect that.
The trunk, no, that's that in the car, back of the car.
What if you don't have a trunk? Just throw a sheet over
it? And then that's a little awkward because then you got to do like a Weekend at Bernie's sort of thing, and that gets weird.
Dan Lanning, 4 o'clock, his weekly visit. So that was yesterday's poll question. Today, in honor of NFL kicking off tonight with a great matchup, we have this. Chiefs have won 3 Super Bowls in 5 seasons. What will it take for you to consider them a dynasty? I already do.
Yeah.
One more in the next 1 to 3 years, a few more, or must span multiple eras.
We're doing that now, huh? So they gotta not win one for like 7 years and then go back and win another one. I mean, it's a dynasty.
Well, I don't know about that. I think some people believe, well, the fun part about this question is that there's really no definition of dynasty.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of thinks of it differently. And I think some people do think that a dynasty is when you swap out players and coaches and you still win.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, but to me, Kansas City has done that. Like, these last two Super Bowls, these were different teams than one at the beginning. These were defensive teams. This was not an offensive-led team, the last two. You've already been to another one. You've been to 4. You won 3. I mean, I just don't know. When you look at how many people have even won back-to-back Super Bowls in the history of the NFL, that alone is rarefied air. So, I mean, I mean, 3 and 4 years, welcome to a dynasty. So, and then again,
isn't it 3 and 5 though?
Is it? Yeah, I think it's 3 and 5. Yeah, because they lost. Sorry, because they lost.
They lost
the Buccaneers.
To Tom Brady.
Yeah, so they won, lost to Tom's, then didn't make it, and then won the last two. So yes, 3 and 5. Been to 4 and 5.
Yeah.
I mean,
definition for you?
Yeah, that's a dynasty.
So if you had to define a dynasty, like you had to make a blanket definition of a dynasty, what would you say?
I would just say that you are one of, you are the dominant team for a significant period of time in your league. And so when I look at Kansas City, and there's a short because it's Mahomes, right? He's only been in the league for what, 6 years? But you know, 6 years and you've done this, this is now half a decade. And in the NFL world, dude, the risers and fallers in the NFL, it is not meant to be dynasty anymore. This is not meant to the salary cap and the fluctuation. This is not meant to put together teams like this. So, you know, if it fizzles out here and Kansas City never gets to another one, then I guess you can try to dismiss this, but Kansas City isn't going anywhere. I mean, my God, Mahomes is a baby. I mean, Andy Reid's even going to keep coaching for a while. But you've gotten rid of Tyreek Hill. You've swapped through a number of defensive players. You know, they're one of the youngest teams. I think they're like the fifth youngest team in the NFL. I mean, it's a bunch of babies on defense. So, I mean, I just, you've turned over this roster. You've won multiple Super Bowls. This is the dynasty for me.
For me, it's easy. It's at least three titles. Yeah. In 6 or less years, 6 or fewer years.
Sure.
I think that's it. And I could even be talked into 3 titles in 7 years.
Yeah.
If I do think the turnover is important. Like if you have a completely different quarterback and coach and you win again,
yeah,
in the 7th year or whatever, I'm going to go. I can be talked into dynasty.
Yeah. So you consider what? Kansas City then 3 and 5.
Yeah. 3 and 5 for sure. Absolutely. I just think it's odd that, I mean, we're not really talking about them like that. Perhaps because we're comparing them to the Patriots.
Sure.
Who won 6.
But they did it over, you know, 15 years. And
well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's something about that that's more impressive because they took such a
break.
Yeah. I mean, they had that hiatus in there.
Yeah.
And then they come back and just win 3 more.
Yeah. So I'm looking here to see in between. Was it a 10-year stretch?
Yeah, it was a while.
So they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9... Yeah, I think 9 years in between, 9 or 10, in between when they beat Philly and Donovan McNabb, and then when they came back and got the Seahawks.
So they won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years.
Yeah, like right off the get-go.
And then they won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years.
Yeah.
9 years later.
Yeah, and then had that run in the middle, and that's why I'll be interested to see. There was the article today in ESPN. Who went through and they were talking to, you know, Pat Riley, and they were talking to a bunch of people like from different sports that had attempted the three-peat. Remember, Pat Riley coined the phrase three-peat when it was with the Lakers, and they didn't get it. Those Magic Kareem teams, even though he trademarked it. So they just talked about the challenges in having a three-peat, and it's not like those teams aren't all-time teams. It's not like those teams didn't go on and win, but I mean, we've seen it in the NFL. It's just so damn hard to win. And there's,
well, we haven't seen a three-peat, have we?
In the Super NFL, Bowl? No, there's been no modern.
Not
era.
In the Super Bowl era.
Not in the Super Bowl era.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is...
It just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen because, again, injuries, attrition, funky things. You know, think about how if Zay Flowers doesn't fumble last year, they're not in there. If, was it, I always forget, was it D Ford that jumped off sides for Kansas City the 1 year against New England?
It was D Ford.
Yeah. If he doesn't jump off, then, you know, then they maybe win that one, right? You can go back to the Tom Brady thing, the undefeated season, you know, the Eli Manning throw, the catch on top of the head. Like, it's just, there's so many weird things that you need to go your way. So to have that happen 3 years in a row to stay healthy enough to get all those breaks, man, it's a mother bear to have happen. The Buffalo Bill game, what was it 17 seconds or whatever? They drove down and got the field goal. Did you do that 50 times and you maybe convert 2 of those? But that one game they did it, you know, and then the Super Bowl that they did get housed by the Buccaneers. Again, that's a health thing. They didn't have either tackles. If they had tackles, that might have been a different game. So it's just, look, Kansas City, you can easily say, I think this is the best team in the NFL. I think they improved their offensive weapons. You know, with the exception of Snead being gone, this should still be a very, very good defense. I think they were top 6 last year, if I'm not mistaken. But just, I'm not going to pick them to win a Super Bowl because it doesn't happen. Maybe they're the team that bucks the trend, but this is not the greatest team of all time. It's not. It's not the greatest constructed team of all time. So the fact that they're going to be the ones to break through, the chaos theory would tell you that's going to be a no.
I think that's another thing that works against them is they don't, I mean, they're not that dominant.
No.
Right? The king of being down 10 and then winning by 3.
Yeah.
And so I guess that maybe gives people a sense that they're so beatable.
Yeah, but early on, New England had that too. In their Super Bowls, man, they were skinning their teeth.
I'm not talking about just the Super Bowl. I'm just, in the regular season, the Chiefs,
Yeah.
There are a lot of times they're playing with their food. And
yeah. Yeah, it doesn't always look pretty.
And there are other teams that win big and look more dominant and then don't win Super Bowls. Yeah.
The thing that impresses me most about Kansas City is they lose Tyreek Hill and the NFL goes to this cover 2 shell look. And this is all the rage where they just say, you're just not going to throw the ball on us. We're going to back it up and we're going to make you go down the field. And, and this wasn't Kansas City's MO. And they were like, okay, we can do that. We don't have elite receivers, but it doesn't matter. We're just going to kill you 1,000 paper cuts at a time. Oh, and by the way, we're just going to draft and assemble just a bunch of kind of no names on defense that you really don't think much of, and we're going to turn them into all world players. And, whether it's Snead or McDuffie or going out and getting, William Gay in the middle, who played such a big role for them. It's just like every time they inserted someone, that guy came up and made big plays. And really the only truly great defensive player they've had is Chris Jones, who is great. That guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but the rest of it is just good. But the unit they've assembled, and they changed the way they played, and they still won. I mean, that to me is the utmost credit to Andy Reid, to Spags, who has been such a big part of this, and no one gives him credit. And then, of course, you've
the
got
coach and the quarterback.
You've got 15 back there.
The combo.
Yeah.
It's
special.
Yeah. When all else fails, you got those two.
Well, and I know it's only been a short period of time. It's been 6 years, but I know it's like recency bias, but I really don't think it is. If you asked me to start a franchise with quarterback head coach combo, like, that I don't get to pick my own, I just have to pick the head coach quarterback combo. It's hard to pick against Bill and Tom. Outside of that, I don't really think there's much of a debate.
What about Brian Daboll, Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I'm going to pass. No. I mean, there's been great ones, Troy Aikman and Jimmy Johnson, and obviously, Peyton and Tony Dungy. And I mean, there's been some really good ones. And you want to go back into right with Joe Montana. And who's that guy that was really good?
George Seifert.
Oh, yes. George Seifert. I think it was the other one. I mean, there are some phenomenal ones. And I think Walsh Montana is probably the one that gives you the biggest, but especially in today's game and the way he plays, I think I'm taking Andy and Mahomes.
Yeah.
The only one that I'll, is Belichick and Tom.
Well, of course. And right now that's still an of course.
Yeah.
But when is that not an of course? Maybe, yeah. I mean, not too long. We're going to be like, wait a minute, I'd take Mahomes and Reed over Brady and Belichick.
Because the nice
what do they need? Two more to get? I mean, seriously, if they win, if they do the three-peat, they win this year.
Yeah,
people will be saying, "Oh, I'll just take
sure
Mahomes and yeah. Reed."
They're starting to enter that.
I don't know that I will ever not take Brady and Belichick.
They're starting to enter that conversation, though.
But these two are, yeah. it's pretty awesome.
Pretty damn good.
I too would bet against the three-peat. I'll tell you why a little bit later. We'll get into some Ravens Chiefs. But that's our poll question. The Chiefs have won 3 Super Bowls in 5 seasons. What will it take for you to consider them a dynasty? 63% say, I already do. 23% saying one more in the next 1 to 3 years. And 9 more saying just a few more.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.